For the soldiers of the cross to march around Jericho. I'm calling for a holy war of prayer and preaching of the cross to pull down the strongholds of Satan. For Jesus, our Lord and Savior, is about to come back for his bride, whom he has washed and cleansed and made holy, without spot or wrinkle, by his blood which he shed on the cross for us. You ambassadors of Christ, you soldiers of the cross, you precious diamonds, stand up tall and straight, be counted, be recognized, be identified, and rejoice in the soon coming back of the Lord our God.
Christ Jesus, that's for sure. If you're not, there's a day coming when you will be judged. I'm not going to be judged, and it was not for my salvation. Jesus took my judgment upon himself. But I want to talk to you about hearing the voice of God, listening to the voice of God, making sense of what we're seeing all over today. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11. Some he gave apostles and prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. You want to edify. You want to tell you this is how it is. And I've got proof for it. Let's say when Peter walked on the water, how come the other disciples stayed in the boat? Peter listened to the voice of Jesus. What did he say? Come. Stepped out of the boat, started to walk to Jesus, and it didn't take long. He looked at the world around him, and boom, down he goes. And he said, oh, you of little faith, when are you going to smarten up? See, keep your eyes on Jesus. If you are in a situation where there's a devil to be driven out, well, I've never done that. Are you a Christian? If you are, do what the Word of God says. What does the Word of God say? These things went out with the apostles? No. It says, go and drive out devils. If God tells you to pray for somebody to be healed, that doesn't make logical sense. This hasn't happened in my circle. But what does the Word of God say? He says, go and pray for the sick that they might be healed. So you do not listen to people. You listen to what the Word of God says. It's your last authority. Things happen when you take the verse, the Word of God as your anchor. God is behind it. When he says it'll happen, it'll happen. And today many Christians, listen to this, Colossians, the Apostle Paul knew, Colossians chapter 2, beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy, vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. See, that's what a lot of the Christian world is operating. They go by logic. This can't happen. It's impossible. Well, these were the apostles. They had that extra oomph from the Holy Spirit. God said to Elijah, he is like same passion as we are. In other words, we're the same thing. There's no difference. We're all born of God. We all got the Spirit of God in us. And we need to put that Spirit to use. Listen to the one, forbid not to speak in other tongues. God put it there for a reason. Many people of God say that's from the devil. That went out with the apostles. Nobody prays in other tongues. That's just gibberish that you're doing. No, the Bible makes perfect sense out of it. It says, do it, you do it. Why? Because God seems to understand it. Otherwise, he wouldn't tell you to do it. But many are spoiled through philosophy, vain deceit, after the rudiments of the world, and not after the word of Christ. For in him dwelt all the fullness of Godhead bodily. I love this one. You are complete in him, which is the head of all principalities and power. You don't need anybody. You're complete in him. The sky's the limit if it lines up with the word. Understand that. It has to line up with the word. Ezekiel 38 and 39 prophesied that Israel is going to be attacked by those from the north. And it's going to happen one day. Ezekiel prophesied that the nation of Israel will become a nation in one day. When did that happen? 1942, May the 5th. I was alive. No, I wasn't. In 1948, that's going back 10 years. So it was prophesied by the word of God. And I've listened to old preachers, and there was an argument. That can't happen. But the word of God says it. It will happen. And it did happen. How about you go back to the Lutherans in those days when there's a lot of Christianity. But there was one problem. It wasn't only the Lutherans. It was also the Catholics. It was, what's that other guy's name, who preached in the beer parlors? Martin Luther King. No, not Martin Luther King. Martin Luther. Okay, he said, children, it's not good enough to get baptized. You got to get baptized when you're older, when you know that you want to live for God. Look how many people have been burned at the stake by Christians because people would not baptize their children. If we think we got problems today by not praying in tongues, by not casting out devils, they had problems. They baptized their children. No, they baptized their people who were older, and that was forbidden. Die Ebertaufer haben sie zakast. Everything was German in those days. Those that get rebaptized, the Rebaptists, the Anabaptists did that. So it caused a lot of heartache in the church, just because of one false doctrine that children need to be baptized. It's false. They need to grow up. They need to make a decision for Christ, and then they get baptized. There's still, these people are still doing it today, except they're not burning other Christians at the stake for doing it. It says, you being dead in your sins, and uncircumcision of your flesh, has he quickened together with him. You're his. You belong to him. Having forgiven you all trespasses, that's every one of them, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that were against us, which were contrary to us, took it out of the way and nailed it to his cross. That qualifies you to do what Jesus did. There's a scripture that says, greater works will you do than I did. That's in Scripture. Where do they put that? I don't know. Don't you read Scripture? You have to lean on Scripture. You don't lean on your common sense. They don't make sense when it comes to the Word of God. Your common sense can lead you astray. So many people, especially amongst our people, we're not leaving the Hutterites. We got to show them love. It doesn't take long. They're in the same boat again. They're in the same garbage again. They're taking orders. They're whatever they had slowly dies down. They don't understand. They're complete in Christ. They don't need a religious system to tell them what to do. Colossians 3, if you then been risen with Christ, seek the things which are above. That's above a hockey rink. That's above a football stadium. That's above any sport there is. That's above your work. You got to have your mind on that. It says, seek the things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on the things, not on the things on earth, for you are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. Your life is hid in Christ. God doesn't see it. Isn't that awesome? Everybody else can accuse you, but if God doesn't see it, who cares? Hallelujah. You are dead. Your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then you shall also appear with him in glory. Hallelujah. You're going to come back with him, with how he wants to see yourself. Then we're going to see everybody the way God looks at us. That's the true way of looking at one another. We got to see Christ. The Apostle Paul says this, I don't see no man after the flesh. I see them in Christ. That's quite something to say. How many of us are guilty of seeing one another in the flesh? We do that on a continuous basis. We never seem to get the facts straight. That in Christ Jesus, we're all born into this Spirit. And that's the way we as Christians should look at it. For we fight not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and rulers of darkness. That's who we fight against. Walk in wisdom, Colossians chapter 4, towards them that are without, redeeming the time. Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, and you know may know how you ought to answer every man. Take your time, don't rush with your answer. Let it be straightforward. When it comes to Christianity, don't start joking around. That is one thing I give myself. If there's one place I stay serious, that's when I talk about what God has done. He became sin for us who knew no sin, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. To change subject here a bit, I want to give you something to think about. Matthew chapter 12 and verse 43. When an unclean spirit is going out of a man, and Christians can have unclean spirits. We've seen it. I've seen it. That's the prison you want to cast the devil out of in the first place. But if you're not careful, listen to this. Then he walks through dry places, seeking rest and finding none. Then he said, I will return to my house from which I come out. And when he has come, he finds it empty, swept and garnished. Then goes he and takes with himself seven other spirits more wicked than himself, and to enter in and dwell there. The last state of that man is worse than the first. Even so, it be also unto this wicked generation. There's something called garnished and cleaned out. What happened to you? How come that demon is coming back? The word of God is missing in here. Somebody neglected to read and to study. Somebody neglected to put the word of God into his heart. And those demons come back. They still like to play with pornography. They still like to play with sports. They still like to keep these things at the uppermost of their minds. So the devil says, hey, let's go back and peek in the window. Let's see if the word of God resides in that person. And many times it comes, there is no word of God. There is no antidote. So guess what he does? He goes and gathers his buddies. Let's go. I found an empty space and we can occupy it. How often do we see that? Men and women, we need, brothers and sisters, we need to be careful. We need to put at least a chapter a day into our spirit to keep the spirits at bay so they see that you mean business with God. Read the Bible, study the Bible. Let the word speak to you so that it can come out through your mouth and you speak the word to those around you. Then the devil looks at that place and says, nah, this is not too comfortable for me. I better stay out of there. So this is how it goes. Watch it. I've seen it. Fill yourself with the word of God, and you will find tranquility for your soul. You'll find peace and joy and rejoicing in the Holy Spirit. So let the Lord open your heart to this and make you a blessing. Amen.
In Christ alone, my hope is found. Of love, what depths of fear. Reaching Out Ministries, we would like to thank you for your generous support. Please continue to pray for us as we press on in the call that God has placed before us. We would love to hear from you. Please write to us at Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2. Again, that's Reaching Out Ministries, Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2.